T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So Christopher Johnson met the media, which I was surprised about. I didn't realize that.
Right.
Yeah. Usually, I'm trying to think back. Isn't like a bye week a time where sometimes the owner will come down?
Yeah, I guess.
The palatial estate.
I guess.
Talk to us.
It is very surprising after week one that he shows up, though.
Well, he may have, heard the disgust from me and Jet fan over what he saw.
Maybe. Geez, I wonder if he did.
All right. So here's some of the things he said. First, about that game. Sunday. That was not what anyone was hoping for. It was a bad game on all fronts. I feel that you're going to see a different team moving ahead. It was a mess on Sunday. So he acknowledged the mess. As far as Adam Gase is concerned, does he have confidence in Adam Gase? He says he has full confidence in Adam Gase. I think he has a lot more in him as a head coach than some of our fans are giving him credit for.
Is that what he said?
Yes. I understand.
Some of our fans. Just some.
Just a few. Just a tiny.
Right.
They want to see success. I think they will. As far as this is your favorite, a playoff mandate. There is no playoff mandate.
Well, of course not. Never.
I'm going to want to see the team progress. Hopefully, that won't be too hard from the first game, but I'm looking for real progression over the season, and I'm confident we'll see that. Also on Adam Gase, this is the part that just gave me a stomachache. I think he can work with and develop quarterbacks. I do continue to think that he is a brilliant offensive mind, especially. He has my every confidence. He is a brilliant offensive mind.
Brilliant. What does this guy know about football? I mean, we could start with that. Seriously. What does he know?
What does he know?
Yeah, Christopher Johnson. What does he know? What is he going to say? Something bad about Gase? I mean, he's the guy that hired him.
Well, no, I understand that, but what has been brilliant about his offensive line during his time? We know that. Now, he does say something that I thought was interesting on if he should have fired Mike Maccagnan earlier.
Oh, let me hear this now.
There's no question that I feel in better hands in terms of putting together a roster with Joe Douglas. I have so much confidence in him. Do I wish I had made the change earlier? Absolutely. So he does acknowledge that, and he says, I've made mistakes, and that's one of them.
Yeah, well, that was a big one.
That was a mistake, and it wasn't,
of course,
like you said and I said at the time, about Mike Maccagnan, who, look at his record. His draft record's abysmal, too.
Oh, God.
It was, how do you let
this
guy do the draft, do free agency, spend significant money, and then fire him? That doesn't make sense.
Of course not.
So he does admit that that was a mistake.
Yeah.
He also says he thinks that we have a roster that can win if we stay healthy. So Christopher Johnson's happy. He believes in the team. He believes in the head coach. He believes in the quarterback. Everything's going to be fine. But don't worry. Yeah. They don't have to make the playoffs. No big deal.
Never. They never do. Because this franchise is never – winning is not the end-all, be-all for this franchise. It never has been. And that's it starts with that. I mean, let's be real. It starts with that. Who made the comment – where did I hear it? It had to be with you, bro, on the air.
What's that?
From somebody when they basically said – maybe it was Mike. Maybe Mike said it. Somebody said it. Maybe it was Lombardi, one of these guys, who basically said that – there's some franchises that it's all about winning, and there's some franchises that it's about entertainment or whatever you want to call it.
I think Lombardi said that.
Was Lombardi the guy that said that?
Yeah.
And that's what the Jets are. That's what they are.
You know what I think it is? I think it comes down to something else you said, not necessarily that specifically. I just don't think he knows what he's doing.
Well, he doesn't.
You know what I mean?
Well, he clearly doesn't.
Right. So you could have the greatest intentions in the world. Like, I want to win. I want to win.
Yeah, I want to win. Yeah.
But not know how to get there. And I think he's bought the Adam Gase hype. Now, sure. Whether that's coming from Adam Gase himself or someone else in his ear, Peyton Manning, or wherever it's coming from, he's kind of fully bought in to the idea that Adam Gase can fix what ails this quarterback and what ails this franchise. And I want to be wrong. I want Adam Gase to be that guy. That'd be fantastic. That'd be amazing if Adam Gase is that guy. But that's the big issue, more than maybe him not wanting to win, him not knowing how to win.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. I mean, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But I think that there's a difference between, you know, hey, okay, you know, I want to win, but as opposed to I have to win. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's not the mindset there, and it never has been. And that's a major, and it reflects one of the big reasons why they've been so bad forever. I mean, let's be real. I don't know what to say. I'm so down on the franchise. I'm down on everything. I'm tired of these guys not playing. I'm tired of high draft choices that can't get on the field. I mean, it makes me delirious, bro. Well, it really does.
What I'm curious about, taking his word at I need to see real progression over
what
the season.
What is progression?
What does that mean?
They went 7-9 last year, so if they go 8-8 this year, that's progression for him.
Well, you could look at that 10 different ways. You can say, well, the Jets were 31st in offense last year, so this year they're 25th.
Right.
Hey, that's some real progression.
Right.
They were better off. Like, how do you define what real progression is? And you can't just say, oh, you'll know it when you see it. Well, what is it?
Yeah.
Because I think to a lot of people, you know, just being mediocre again is not going to be enough. I mean, so in his mind, what is this real progression?
You know,
I get it. He doesn't want to have a mandate for the playoffs. Fine. Well, what exactly is that thing you're looking for to give you confidence the franchise is moving in the right direction?
You know, I asked Boomer this morning. I said, Boom, when exactly is it the year that we go into the year and we have expectations that, you know, okay, now, you know, this is the year we have to win. So, I mean, when is that? You know what I mean, bro? Like you've said it a million times with Douglas. He just keeps pushing it off. You know, it's more rebuilding. More rebuilding. You know, new GM in here now. Okay, you know, we don't have a very good team. I have my 6 years that I have this long contract to try to get this team better. It's just more and more. Another year, you know, it's going to be the same next year. Next year is going to be, okay, what are we, rebuilding again next year? I mean, you know what I mean?
Of course.
What, are they going to start with a new quarterback next year? Because I'm telling you, bro, if they got the number one pick in the draft, they're taking Trevor Lawrence.
Well, how are they getting to the number one pick in the draft?
But I don't know. But if that happens, well, they're taking the quarterback.
Well, if they get the number one pick.
Because that means Donald wasn't any good.
If
it's that bad, you know what the deal is.
But that also means the coach is gone, too.
Well,
that means
I hope
everybody's
so.
I mean, if they go.
We hope.
To get to the number one pick in the draft, you've got to be the worst team in football.
Yeah, well, we hope that
there's
the case.
A lot of bad teams in football.
I know, and they're, so, but they're right in the mix with the bad teams.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if they can at least show some kind of pulse.
You got to
be
right now. You got to look at the Jets as one of the five worst teams in the league. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think they're towards the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you don't want to overreact to week one. I try not to every single year, but it's tough not to.
Of course it is because it's the same.
Things.
Garbage we see all the time. I mean, it's just the same old, same old.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.